ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 4, Chapter 29, Chapter entitled Talks Between Narada and King Prachina Barhi, Text 74. Evam panchavidham lingam trivrit shodashavistrutam एष चेतनया युक्तो जीव इत्यभिधीयते। Translation and purport by His Divine Grace Sri Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. The five sense objects, the five sense organs, the five knowledge acquiring senses, and the mind are the 16 material expansions. These combine with the living entity and are influenced by the three modes of material nature. Thus, the existence of the conditioned soul is understood. Purport. Lord Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, Mamaivamsho jiva loke jiva bhuta sanatanaha manashashthanindriyani prakritisthani karshati. The living entities in this conditioned world are my eternal fragmental parts. Due to conditioned life, they are struggling very hard with the six senses, which include the mind. Here it is also explained that the living entity comes in contact with the 16 material elements and is influenced by the three modes of material nature. The living entity and this combination of elements combine to form what is called Jiva Bhuta, the conditioned soul that struggles hard with the material nature. The total material existence is first agitated by the three modes of material nature, and these become the living conditions of the living entity. Thus the subtle and gross bodies develop, and the ingredients are earth, water, fire, air, sky, and so on. According to Sri Madhvacharya, when consciousness, the living force in the heart, is agitated by the three modes of material nature, then the subtle body of the living entity, consisting of the mind, the sense objects, the five senses that acquire knowledge, and the five senses for acting in the material condition, becomes possible. Hare Krishna. So, we are continuing the discussions of the talks between Narada and King Prachina Barhi, where Narada Muni is instructing in so many different ways after telling him symbolically the story. Now he is explaining its purport. Simply so that King Prachina Barhi can actually disentangle himself from this web of material existence into which he has been caught. Actually, to disentangle oneself from the complex and intricate web of this material existence is the goal and the essence of this creation of this material world itself. this whole world has been created simply to give the rebellious conditioned soul a chance to learn his lesson and reform himself and come back to his natural constitutional position. Mamaivamsho jivaloke jivabhuta sanatanam. So, whether it is through the Shruti or the Smriti, whether it is through the Bhagavad Gita or Srimad Bhagavatam, ultimately the same fact is being taught. In Srimad Bhagavad Gita, the essential principles are spoken, whereas in the Srimad Bhagavatam, elaborate examples through the lives of great souls who imbibed in their life these principles are demonstrated practically. It is a fact that people need to see practically someone who can actually put certain principles into use effectively in this world for them to get inspired to develop faith in those principles and follow successfully. Role models are required. So Srimad Bhagavad Gita is a law book. It says what are the essential fundamental principles. Basically explains what is this relationship between the living entity, the Lord, and this material world. What is their purpose? How to execute them? And Srimad Bhagavatam is further elaboration of the same principles based on the wonderful activities of the Lord, the activities of the living entities, and the activity of this material world. How it acted on a particular person, what he did to such a situation, and how the intervention took place, and what was the result. Do's and don'ts, basically. He did this, this is what happened to him. He did this, this is what happened to him. Hare Krishna, choice is yours. What do you want to do? So, Srimad Bhagavatam is elaborating on the essential fundamental essence of the principles stated in the Bhagavad Gita. So here, the life of King Prachina Barhi, what kind of activities he engaged in the name of spirituality, what he thought himself was a sign of spirituality, but that itself was defeating because instead of getting disentangled, he was getting further entangled. And therefore, the whole instruction is being spoken of how to actually disentangle himself. In the Bhagavad Gita, again, within this compressed 18 chapters, the first 6 chapters describe how to act karma and how by acting in this world, one can actually gradually purify himself and thus attain gradually perfection of the eternal activity of Bhakti Yoga. In the middle 6 chapters, from 7 to 12, from beginning to end, from a conditioned stage to the liberated stage, how one can just continue to perform the liberated activities of the eternal soul is described. And from 13 to 17, and conclusion is in 18, again, through knowledge, an explanation of how, why we should act the way we should act is told. And by understanding this, one can be in the world but not become of the world. Just like if you are very much aware of how electricity functions, what is the nature, how does it flow, what are the conducive mediums, what are the conductors, how it helps to conduct, then you can be in a electrical house where it is powerful, 440 or thousands of voltage, and still not get electrocuted and effectively use the electricity for full benefit. Otherwise, a person who has no knowledge gets inside and puts his hand somewhere in some hole, then finished. He becomes a black charcoal. Actually, I was told that one, he was sitting over this local train and he got electrocuted, sitting just like that, like a black charcoal. The whole body turned into powerful, some voltage went through him. So, that is much better that way. Quick and thorough job. Whereas this, material entanglement, you don't even realize you are getting electrocuted. And you are thoroughly, year after year, life after life, millennium after millennium, we are continuing to suffer. So therefore, this section, Dhyana section, actually gives in various angles, from various angles. In the 13th chapter, the same thing principle is explained as what is Prakriti and what is Purusha. What is this material nature and what are the two kinds of Purusha? The so-called Purusha inside, who is trying to become the Purusha, and who is the real Purusha, is Krishna. How he actually controls Prakriti. So that is in the 13th chapter. In the 14th chapter, this whole explanation of how he gets entangled and how he can disentangle himself is explained. What are the three modes of material nature? Why were they created? How are they created? How do they act on the living entity? How do they bind? And how to understand and get liberated from these three modes? That's explained very thoroughly. And in the 15th chapter, the whole process of this entanglement of this material, the whole through banyan tree, it is explained. It's a chart. The whole map of this existence is explained. And then how a person goes through, travels through different routes is explained. And then, after explaining who is the real doer in this travels of the living entity, in this sojourn, in this material world, long travel, actually, who is the real doer, who is the controller, who is the driver, who is the passenger, what is the vehicle, is explained. And in the 16th chapter, two basic desires of the living entities in terms of demoniac and the divine. And in 17th chapter, the faith, etc. So the Jnana section, this is exactly what Narada Muni is saying here, is being explained elaborately in a matter of principles. Here, the explanation of how a living entity gets a body is explained. In the 14th chapter of the Bhagavad Gita, in the beginning itself, Krishna tells very interestingly, he said, Parambhuya pravakshami jnananam jnanam uttamam yajyatva munai sarve param siddhi mitogataha. The Supreme Personality of Godhead says, again I shall declare to you the supreme wisdom, the best of all knowledge, knowing which all the sages have attained the supreme perfection. And Prabhupada says, if one understands this chapter through the process of philosophical speculation, he will come to an understanding of devotional service. That means this chapter is entitled The Three Modes of Material Nature. If we understand this through philosophical speculation, we have to come to the conclusion of devotional service. Now what is philosophical speculation? We are told not to speculate. We are again and again hammered. The first thing we are hammered into in ISKCON is stop speculating. just accept. But here telling, he's suggested, strongly recommended. If one understands this chapter through philosophical speculation, you will come to an understanding of devotional service. Philosophical speculation and mental speculation, there is a difference. Mental speculation means you take a statement and you think how this can be possible or how like that. And philosophical speculation means you know the conclusion and you think how it may have come to this. In philosophical speculation, the Siddhanta is clear. You accept the statement, the conclusion, and you think and you deeply contemplate on the workings of the process. Whereas, in mental speculation, the conclusion is not there and you speculate what it will lead to. This is the difference. Krishna says, I am the taste of water. We accept Krishna is the taste of water. Oh, acha. When I am thirsty, I take water. Thirst, when the thirst is there, nothing else can quench other than water. And any fluid, rasoham apsukaunteya. Krishna says, any fluid, the fluidity part, it's me actually. That means, the essence of everything is Krishna. Yadyad vibhuti mat sattvam. Whatever is attracting, whatever is satisfying, if there is an element of Krishna there, this will give us real satisfaction. Without that, it can't give us satisfaction. It's illusion. It's temporary. This is philosophical speculation. This is my mental speculation. Because the conclusion is right, it is philosophical speculation. But mental means, how can it be? May not be also. So, it is explained that this knowledge, if thoroughly understood, a person knows, oh ho, when different kinds of thoughts come up, when different kind of emotions come up, immediately one analyzes, oh, this is actually the mode of passion coming up now. I can sense it. Oh, I know it. It's almost, yes, it's there. And then you act. This is how appreciation of how, what are the three modes, how they bind, and how they liberate, if you act upon it, is explained. Idam jnanam upashritya mama sadharmya magataha sarge pinopajayante pralayena vyathanticha. He says, by becoming fixed in this knowledge, one can attain to the transcendental nature like my own. Thus established, one is not born at the time of creation or disturbed at the time of dissolution. That means you attain qualitative oneness. Idam jnanam upashritya. You have to take shelter of this knowledge. Not intellectually appreciating, but actually take shelter means live by those principles. Adopt it in one's life. If you put it into practice, this knowledge, by taking shelter means actually taking, putting it into practice. Mama sa dharmya magataha. Mama sa dharmya. You will attain my quality. And when you attain my quality, then what happens? Sargeti na upajayante. You will not take birth when this beginning of this material creation starts. And pralayena vyathanticha. You will not die at the time of annihilation. Because what is born and what is thing is only a manifestation of gross and subtle matter. These elements, as it is explained here, 16 elements. Actually, 24 elements are there. Mahabhutani ahankaro buddhiravyaktam evacha indriyani dashaikamcha panchachendriya gochara. These 24 elements are described in the Gita. Just like a person is left home, he is wandering in the street, he needs some residence. So therefore he gathers some bricks, some cement, some wood, some iron, whatever. And then he constructs a residence for himself and enters the home. Similarly, when we leave, mamaivamsho jivaloke jivabhuta sanatana, we leave our eternal residence of the spiritual world and wander and come around, Then as Madhvacharya writes in the purport, because being influenced by the three modes, a desire to lord it over comes. And accordingly, Krishna is so merciful, he supplies us the ingredients. Chalo. Construct. He gives the intelligence also. And material nature designs the house. The Lord is the supervisor. The Lord is the contractor. He supplies. And material nature is the engineer. She is given the master plan of the house. This fellow, my son, he desires this kind of a body. Please supply him. Here are the ingredients. So, 24 ingredients, cement, etc., everything is supplied by the Lord. That is the primary creation. And then, instruction is given, blueprint is given, 84 different lakhs of desire, different blueprints. And whichever my son desires, you give him a suitable accommodation. So that he can try to enjoy that kind of a facility. So, but when immediately we actually understand that this is also a residence, all going to collapse, let me go back to my original home, then there is no question whether the houses are built or not, you are least bothered because you are not at all here. Sarge pina upajayanti pralayena vyathanti cha. And why does it come? Purushaha prakriti sthopi bhungte prakriti jan gunan karanam gunasangasya sadasad yoni janmashu. Purushaha, Purusha in this means the living entity is also Purusha to some extent because this is under his control for some time. Prakriti sthaha, situated in prakriti, material nature, bhungte prakriti jan gunan. It develops a desire according to the mode of nature he is in. Then, karanam guna sangasya. Because he gets in contact with the mode of nature, shad asad yoni. He gets into different kind of yoni. Mama yoni mahat brahma tasmin garbham dadamyaham. Sambhava sarva bhutanam tato bhavati bharata. The total material substance called Brahman is the source of birth and is the Brahman that I impregnate, making possible the births of all living entities, O son of Bharata. So Krishna, knowing the desires of these living entities, he wills, tava iccha mate Brahma karena srijan, tava iccha mate Vishnu karena palan, tava iccha mate Shiva karena samhara, tava iccha mate maya srije karagar. Tumi Sarveshwareshwara Brajendra Kumar. Tumar Ichchaya Vishve Srijana Samhar. The root cause of this creation is the will of the Lord. He desired that there should be a beautiful facility for my unfortunate sons to enjoy separately from me. And therefore, he willed and happened. Krishna's will and manifestation is so quick. If we will, I wish I had a multi-storied building. But by the time we will, and by the time the actual thing manifests, first of all, we don't have money. We have to earn. And sometimes whole life goes in that. And by the time the building is complete, you are finished. You may not be there. Because we don't have money. But if we have a lot of money, if we have a lot of money, I think that I want a building, probably I can buy labor, I can buy materials, I can buy a place, manpower, some big cranes, and maybe by the time I desire, and within a month, probably building will manifest. If I have a lot of money, money is Shakti. The Shakti can be transformed into men, materials, labor, place, etc. The more money you have, the more quickly your desire will manifest. But even if we are very, very rich, still there is some time factor because nothing is under our control. But Krishna is the supreme controller. Srishti, Sthiti, Pravaya, Sadhana, Shakti, Reka. One Shakti he has. इच्छा एव यस्य भुवनानि विभर्ति दुर्गा, इच्छानुरूपमपि यस्य च चेष्टते सा. ही सिंपली थिंक्स एंड थिंग्स मैनिफेस्ट. बिटवीन हिज थिंकिंग एंड द मैनिफेस्टेशन ऑफ इनकंसीवेबली बिग ह्यूज प्रोजेक्ट, इट जस्ट थिंक्स एंड हिज थॉट इटसेल्फ इज द एक्शन, बिकॉज दैट इज हिज पोटेंस. परास्य शक्तिर विविधैव श्रूयते, स्वाभाविकी ज्ञान बल क्रिया. स्वाभाविकी, स्वाभाविकी मीन्स आई विश आई हैड. इन स्पिरिचुअल वर्ल्ड इवन वी कैन अटेन दैट, बिकॉज इफ यू आर सिटिंग अंडर ए कल्प वृक्ष, आई विश आई हैड ए ग्लास कम्स. अब कल्प वृक्ष यू डिडंट क्रिएट, ऑफ कोर्स कृष्ण इज क्रिएटेड टू फैसिलिटेट द सर्विस ऑफ द लिविंग एंटिटीज. बट देन दैट्स अगेन द इनकंसीवेबल एनर्जी ऑफ द लॉर्ड. सो somebody may ask, why did the Lord create? He shouldn't have created this place at all. Actually, he didn't create. We force him to create. Sometimes children, they ask the mother, I want something, which is not beneficial. But they are so stubborn, obstinate, start kicking, throwing their hands and legs. He says, okay, have it. So, he just thought, mama yoni, mahat brahma. So, because of our desire to enjoy separately, he says, okay, I'll create a facility for you. Let there be creation. So from pradhan, which is unmanifestate, the mahat tattva comes. Mahat tattva means, all the materials put in the compound, not yet constructed. The sacks are there, huge boulders are there, everything is there. That's mahat tattva, all mixed up. And then the engineer is handed over the blueprint. That is Brahma. He says, this is what I want. Here are the products. Create. According to these kind of desires, they want certain residences. So 84 lakh species are created. Secondary. But the impregnation, the Lord actually glances over material nature. That is the Shiva Tattva. Shiva, if you see Shiva Linga, that is the male principle. That is actually the glance of Mahavishnu. When Lord Mahavishnu glances over material nature and impregnates material, directly coming in contact with material nature, impregnates material nature, that is Durga, Parvati. And in this way, the whole creation. And that's why he is in contact with material nature. That's why he gets influenced by matter sometimes. But the Lord is just seeing from a distance, supervision. He is not getting in touch. So he impregnates all the living entities, and they, just yesterday, there was a man, he was arguing with me. This is a scientist from DRC. Not a scientist actually, becoming a scientist, would be a scientist. He was telling, no, I believe only in experimental knowledge. So where is all this? He was giving examples. It's two beakers of water you keep. One you cover it, one you don't cover it. And if you expose it, then all worms will come inside. Some germs will come and things will come. In the covered thing it won't come. How it has come? Who has created? No magic has been done. They have come because the sun is there, some DNA is created, and then everything will come. I said, which scientist made the DNA and put inside? Even if it is. You created the sun? You created the water? No, it's already there. Already there, but somebody must have created. So what you call as that? So people don't understand how this creation can by chance come about. It's just like Tandula, Vrishik Tandul Nyay. In villages, they collect rice from paddy field, and this heap of rice is stored, and suddenly from inside the scorpions start crawling out. So children from the village, they think that scorpions come from rice. Scorpions are born from rice. Just like some children from city think milk comes from bottles or plastic packets. That's all. Where do you get milk from? Bangalore or Mumbai Dairy or whatever. RA. But they don't understand that that is immediate, you know, like, but actually the supply is somewhere else. The scorpion lays its eggs in the field, paddy fields, and while collecting that, those eggs also are put inside, and when it is warm, it is suitably managed to just manifest. But the eggs, the rice did not lay the eggs. It is the scorpion, which is a living entity, which lays eggs. Similarly, you may not see sarvaga, sarvagataha. The living entities are everywhere. When a suitable environment is there, it will manifest. If you just allow something to rot, fungus will manifest, bacteria will manifest. If you open a bar here, certain kind of people will come. If you open a temple, other kind of people will come. So whatever kind of environment is created, suitable kind of living entities will be attracted, who need a shelter. So, but where are they coming from ultimately? That's not seen. So that is explained here. He says, Mama Yoni Mahat Brahma, Tasmin Garbham Dadhamyaham. And then he says, Sarva Yoni Shikaunteya, Murtaya Sambhavantiyaha, Tasam Brahma Mahat Yoni, Aham Bija Pradhapita. So here it is very beautifully explained how Krishna creates all this facility. 16 kinds of ingredients for the body. And according to the kind of subtle body that you have, a suitable gross body is provided so that you can enjoy your desires accordingly. And in this way, the whole process. But then, the later part of this chapter explains, how do you get out? How do you get out of this? Miseries are there. How do you get out? The process is very simple. One, once we understand how these three modes of material nature work, one conditions us to happiness, another one to hankering and attachment, another one to helplessness. Mode of ignorance leads us to helplessly watching things happening. Mode of passion, wanting to hanker and lament and create something, attachment. And mode of goodness, happiness. Be satisfied. Mode of goodness means satisfied. And be happy. Knowledge. Happiness and knowledge. They are satisfied wherever they are, relatively. And knowledge. They see something is beyond my control. Doesn't matter, this is my karma. Okay. In the mode of passion, the more they have, the more they want. There is no limit. Lust, kamayesha, krodesha, rajoguna samudbhava. And if it is a mode of ignorance, sleep, indolence, laziness overcomes. And in this way, the soul manifests its consciousness through these, and the desires are manifest through this. But once we understand the three kinds of doers, who are the doers? Am I the doer? Is the Lord the doer? Or material energy the doer? Who is the actual doer? Sometimes people ask this question. If not a blade of grass can move without the sanction of the Lord, then why am I suffering? He is moving things and I have to suffer. But actually, He doesn't move. You don't move. You desire and He moves. The example is like a choreographer. There's a choreographer, there's a beautiful dance going on and somebody is choreographing the whole thing. So, the person is acting, but he is not acting. Whatever that fellow with the stick is doing choreography, that is how these people are acting. And the director of the choreography is watching from there, whether the whole blueprint that I have given to this choreography, is he doing properly. So the choreographer is moving his stick according to the direction from top director. And according to the movement of the stick, the people are dancing. So, the living entity is compared to the people dancing. The material nature is the choreographer. And Maya Adhyakshena Prakriti Suyate. The supervisor, director, is the person who has given the empowerment to the choreography. But then, why this? Because there is a desire to enjoy some dancing thing, and therefore the whole thing started. The director had no business to choreograph, and the choreographer also no business to do. But there was a desire of public, I want to see some dance. Okay, we will create. So, a living entity desires, root cause is the desire to enjoy separately. So the Lord says, alright, under my work this material nature is created, and give him a suitable body. And once a person gets the body, his choreography is done by material nature. Once a soul is put into a pig's body, he can't think like a human being. Finished. His choreography, his plan is already given to him. You have to play the violin, that's all. You can't play tabla, you can't play. You have to simply just fiddle around. That's all. So once he gets into a dog's body, the only thing he can do is bark. In a hog's body, he has to eat stool. He has no independence. He is forced to act as vivashaha. Vivashaha means forced to act in a particular way. And forced to respond to a particular stimulus in a particular way. But only in the human form of life, one may say, why am I acting and can I not do it also and still be? That choice is there to question only in the human form of life. And once you understand, I said, I don't like this particular, can I do something else? Alright, there's another one. We have this plan. This is the master plan actually. If you can do that, it's alright. That facility is given only to the human beings. Then they realize that actually the human being has a desire. And when that is made, what is that? Mamchayo avyavicharena bhakti yogena sevate sagunan samatite itan brahma bhuyaya kalpate. He refuses to act based on this choreographer. He directly goes to the director. He says, I am surrendered unto you. You know, I want to, enough of this. I want to do something. So once we understand a complete nature of these modes, when the desire comes immediately, oh, this is actually being brought by the mode of nature. Particular mode is telling me to go to sleep. Particular mode is bringing complacency in the name of satisfaction and, you know, I can't be happy. Every whole world is suffering and I am happy that I am happy, I am Krishna conscious, I am not. That's a mode of goodness. Just happy, let others suffer, what can I do? I am knowledge and I am happy. Immediately you realize, no, this is actually a mode of goodness. Complacency is creeped in. Or a mode of passion when you try to do something what is impossible for us or extra. So when we realize these modes acting and we refuse to act accordingly, but if we refuse, we have no choice. We have to act under someone. And that someone is, we surrender to the Lord. And we become detached. Detachment and surrender. Detachment from the body in the sense, naiva kinchit karomiti yukto manyeta tattvavit pashyan shanman sprashan jigran ashnan gachan sopan shosan pralapan visrajan grinhan unmishan nimishan napi indriyan indriyartheshu vartanta iti dharayan. He becomes a silent observer. In the senses are acting according to it. It's like the man. But I'm not going to get involved. But then there is a surrender and you act on a particular way. That is vyavasayatmika buddhir ekeha. You make the plan of the Lord coming through the spiritual master as goal. And then the mode of passion may say something, the mode of ignorance may say something, the mode of goodness may say something, but you refuse to act. You have a clear plan ahead and you try to execute that plan. And to the extent we take that plan and work to that extent, you are slowly rising above this. Above these modes. Even though you are in a mode, you are in a body, but you are callous, indifferent to the satisfaction of the senses as desired by the mind. And by intelligence, you are very, very super sensitive to the needs of the soul as told by the intelligence, guided by a guru. To that extent, slowly the indifference starts. That is detachment. Detachment from anything for the immediate self and attachment to anything of the real self. Of course, real self, real selfishness is Krishna consciousness, as Prahlad Maharaj says. We have to be swartha. Nati vidu swartha gatim hi vishnum. So, mamchayo avyabhicharena bhakti yogena sevate sagunan samati teitan brahma bhuyaya kalpate. When we do avyabhicharini, avyabhicharini means non-stop. Every moment we are Krishna conscious, which means we are conscious of the soul and its relationship with the Lord and its relationship with the material nature. That's Krishna consciousness. To be conscious of what is matter, what is soul, who is the controller of both, and act accordingly. Then, bhakti yogena ya sevate, sa gunan samati taitan. He actually transcends the three modes. And brahma bhuyaya kalpate. Then, brahma bhuya means, again, sarge pinopajayante pralayena vyathanticha. Such a person, brahma bhuta prasannatma, na shochati na kangshati. Such a person becomes equal in quality with Krishna. You can associate with the Lord. See, if you want to develop friendship with someone or relationship with someone, you have to have the same quality. If you don't have same quality, how can you have relationship? You should have something in common. And if you really want to be very intimate, you have to have everything in common. All the quality of that person in your matches. Then you can be very, very intimate. If you are absolutely water and oil, nothing in common other than fluidity, then they are two separate things. They can't be mixed. If you want to associate with fire, you have to be fiery. Otherwise you get burnt out. So to the extent the three modes don't act on our body in the sense that we become indifferent and more sensitive to the needs of the soul, then to that extent we actually are becoming mama sadharmya magata. We are attaining oneness of quality with Krishna. And because of the oneness of quality, naturally there is attraction for Krishna. Bhakti pareshan anubhava virakti anyatracha. If there is bhakti, your taste for the Lord increases, association, and paresha anubhava, because you can experience rasa raj. Krishna is full of rasa. Then rasa varjam rasopyasya. Then you will be able to give up the lower tastes. Virakti anyatracha. And suppose we don't have this knowledge, we have no intelligence to understand, no problem. Vasudeve bhagavati bhakti yoga prayojitaha janayati asu vairagyam jnanam chayad ahaitukam. By the process of devotional service, that is Narada Muni is recommending. Of course, as we were discussing other day, Govind Prabhu was discussing very nicely. Same Narada Muni told Mrigari different instruction. You are only concentrated in killing, 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 mara, 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 okay, chant mara. No philosophy was told. For Vyasdev, highly, you know, he was already PhD and he still is chastising him. And somebody is failing in KG level, very good, no problem, your endeavor is good, chant Hare Krishna, chant mara. And Vyasdev is doing everything and then he is chastising him. But the purpose is the same. According to time, place, circumstance and the quality patra, the same thing is, somehow or other just render devotional service. Understand? Then everything will take place. Because that is a natural constitutional position. To the extent that is experienced, just like Prabhupada had full faith in this particular statement in Srimad Bhagavatam. The Shunmatam Sapratam Krishna Punya Shravana Kirtanaha Hridayantastohi Abhadrani Vidhunoti Nashta Prayesh Abhadri Shunityam Bhagavata Sevayam Tada Rajastamo Bhava Kama Lobhadayashchaye Cheta Etair Anavidham Stitam Satve Prasidati Evam Prasanna Manaso Bhagavat Bhakti Yogataha Bhagavat Tattva Vijnanam Mukta Sangasya Jayate Mukta Sangasya. He gets automatically liberated. Because he develops taste, other things become loosened. He becomes callous or indifferent. So this process, he had such faith, and we see practically, again, same thing. We are reading principles of Bhagavad Gita. We may hear of Bhagavatam also, but Bhagavatam may be role models of other yugas. Up to Dwapar end. What about right now? We need an example. And when we see a person Bhagavat who lives by the principles of Gita in today's day and age and effectively uses that knowledge to liberate himself and others, then the faith in the principles increase. And it's amazing that he actually showed this. Being in the world, especially in the Western world, not getting influenced but influencing others because of the extreme intensity of devotion. Tivrena bhakti yogena. So every activity, by studying, I know personally many people who appreciated philosophy to some extent, prasadam, everything is good, but somehow something was lacking, that conviction was lacking. Intellectually they were, but only after reading Prabhupada Leelamrita, they were so inspired. They said, this man, what he has done, amazing, inconceivable. And they are inspired to take up the process. So that model is required. That's what Bhagavatam is presenting again and again and again. And yaha bhagavata pado bhagavata sthane. Sudamadhar Goswami told, he said, if you want to study Bhagavatam, the practical application of Bhagavad Gita, then you have to hear from a Bhagavat who is sincerely, to the best of one's ability, surrendering to the process and according to his level, sharing that realization in parampara without concocting and twisting the meaning. To that extent, one can actually experience the Bhagavatam. And these pastimes of Bhagavatam will not become a mythology, as people say. It will become you can actually enter into these pastimes and you can live it every moment. You can see Bhagavatam in action every moment in our life. It's a battle. It's a constant struggle. Mamai vamsho jiva loke jivuta sanatana mana shashan indriyani prakriti sthani karshati. Struggle for existence. And in this struggle, if we take shelter, mama maya duratyaya mamevaye prapadyante maya medam tarantide. And in that struggle, rather than trying to take the reins in our own hands or our own intelligence to solve, if we take shelter of the Supreme Lord or those kiratahunandra pullinda pulkasha abhira shumbayavan yenyecha papa yad apashraya ashraya, even if you are so fallen that you can't follow the scriptures, yad apashraya ashraya, if you take shelter of those who have taken shelter of Krishna, Prabhupada said, catch hold of my dhoti, I will take you back home, back to God. The catching hold means actually taking shelter of those instructions, those words. Still you can go back. Because they are also liberated. And their instructions, Ishwarera Vakyana Hi Esavadosh, Brahma Pramada Viparlipsa Karana Patam. So they are liberated souls. And by taking shelter, these things can actually manifest. And then, as it is explained here. The root cause of this gross body that we manifested, before giving up this gross body, we have absolutely no connection with this gross body in terms for sense gratification, and we have a strong desire to serve Krishna unlimitedly, eternally in a spiritual, in the realm, and therefore we are preparing for a spiritual body. And the moment we give up, that is the last death of the gross body. We will go back home, back to God. Hare Krishna. So, any questions, comments? Yes, Sri Gaurang Prabhu.
Hare Krishna Prabhu.
Are you here?
Hare Krishna.
Yeah.
There comes a time in the life of an aspiring devotee who is chanting his rounds, following the regulative principles, that he needs to take initiation. But it so happens in my case that I hear so many Maharajas and you feel inspired by all of them. So how does one decide to choose the spiritual master? Because a devotee might be inspired by so many spiritual masters.
Pray to Krishna in the heart to reveal. And actually, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami says, all the six Goswamis are my gurus. All the six Shiksha gurus can be many. But then it's also a process that we have to surrender to someone. Otherwise there is a tendency, you may take whatever you like from everyone and then say, yeah, I'm inspired by everyone. Some aspect of someone. But every aspect of one person you have to at least, you know, take up the process. In that sense. So it doesn't matter whoever inspires us the most to surrender to Krishna. And we respect everyone. It's not that we are being unchaste to others by taking shelter of one. You may, by that inspiration of that person, may be getting more inspiration sometimes from somebody else also. That's perfectly alright. But it's an injunction. It's a principle that we have to actually take shelter of one person. Shiksha. We may take shiksha, continue to take shiksha from everyone. That is perfectly alright. But one of the principles of bhakti, adau gurum prapadyate vadya, you have to take shelter. Rupa Goswami says in Bhakti Rasamrita, five principles. Of the principles, you have to look for bona fide spiritual master, take shelter, hear the instructions and execute them. Yes, Prabhuji.
Hare Krishna, you mentioned about getting a spiritual body. Now, does the spiritual body then change? I mean, if you take a particular spiritual body in the spiritual world, does it change later on? I mean, because everything is animate in the spiritual world. The flowers, the pebbles, yeah. Everything. So if let's say that if a person, if a spiritual entity has a particular form, that, does it change? In the sense that if it's a flower, then it becomes something else or?
Yeah. That is, I mean, because it's a kalpa vriksha. You are sitting here. Every vriksha is a kalpa vriksha there. And if you desire, it's a wish-fulfilling place. Whatever you desire is fulfilled. But actually, the devotees of the Lord, they have only one desire. What pleases Krishna? And whatever pleases Krishna, they surrender to the Lord actually. That's why they are in the spiritual world. They have no separate desire. I wish, you know, I could serve like that. Krishna knows best. He has given. And even this, again, this will be again speculation because it's all a material calculation. That fellow is better. I wish I could serve like that. This body is better. But each one is completely satisfied. What to speak of spiritual world, even in the material world, the first sign of a self-realized Atmanyevahi Atmana Tushta Sthita Pragyastadochate Prajahati Yada Kaman Sarvan Partham Manogata. The first sign of a self-realized person in this world is he gives up all desires born out of mind. its mind infected with all this anarthas, that desires for something different from what has been best gift offered to us. So a devotee doesn't even desire in the material world. My Lord, Narayana parna kutaschana vibhyati swarga apavarga narakeshu api tulyartho darshana. Is a gratefully appreciating whatever is the gift. If you aspire something else, that means you think, you know, Krishna actually doesn't know, you know, this is the best way I can serve. And by Krishna's desire, if he wants you to, just like some manjaris are serving in Chaitanya Leela as Goswamis, to assist the Lord. So, they have that form also, they have a male form also, they have, anyway Krishna wants us, we are at your disposal. In fact, that is the spiritual world. As long as we have, you know, should I become Dasiraj or Madhuriraj? That means you are still making a judgment. This is higher, this is lower. And as long as you have duality, you have to be in this world. That is an absolute world. There is one absolute Lord and everyone is absolutely His servant. Everyone is absolutely surrendered to Him. Everyone has absolute faith that whatever Krishna does is perfect. That is absolute world. So here relative, you know, that is better, this is better. I wish I had that. You know. I wish I had four hands. So this is again extending Mulla ki daud masjid tak. We are extending our material thought into the spiritual realm right now. Saying that, no, I want to be like that, you know, reciprocation. Because there is, you feel like that. But if you have, it is fulfilled. It will be fulfilled. Immediately. Some way or the other. But a devotee doesn't want to. Because he knows, who am I? I am such a foolish fellow. I may ask for something which is not good for me. Unnecessarily Krishna has to take trouble. And secondly, the whole mood of spiritual world is to push others and put himself in the last. When Kumaras went to the spiritual world, they saw there are beautiful Chakravaka birds, there are beautiful parrots and so many things singing for the pleasure of Krishna. But when the bee comes and starts buzzing around, everyone becomes silent. Saying, oh, he is glorifying. He is a better devotee, let him. I will just listen. There is a lull and suddenly everything drops and the bees are allowed to glorify. The beautiful flowers, wonderful fragrance, but they all know the position of Tulsi. And they push her in front and remain in the background. That is the prominent feature. So to that extent, the consciousness is here. We can experience here that spiritual world. So, thank you very much. Yeah? Yes, Prabhuji.
Hare Krishna. So you mentioned about our analyzing our desires as coming from either sattva, raja or tama. Sometimes you say these desires come from sattva guna or tama guna. Is this a part of process of devotional service or is it something which comes only to those who have reached the level of avyabhichari bhakti? Or should we consciously try to analyze our thoughts?
You are saying this analytical process, should it go on or not? Should we do it?
Should that be a part of the process in our lives as a practical way of, you know, getting over these things? Or it is just a vyabhichari bhakti, which is a difficult ideal for most people to attain?
We have to use whatever Krishna has given us to the best of our ability in Krishna's service. So as much intelligence he has given, we will try to use to understand. If you don't have Dadami Buddhi Yogam, the Milgir, as much required, whenever required, how much ever required, but at least whatever has been given to us, we should use to our best. So that endeavor is pleasing to Krishna. Are you, according to your ability, trying to fully understand and simultaneously also scriptures also implore सिद्धांत बोलिए चित्ते ना करो आलस इहा होइते कृष्ण लागे सुदृढ़ मानस. एज प्रभुपाद इज राइटिंग हियर वन शुड अंडरस्टैंड दिस नॉलेज थ्रू फिलोसॉफिकल स्पेकुलेशन. स्पेकुलेट मीन्स यू हैव टू गो डीपर इन टू द सब्जेक्ट मैटर बिकॉज विद्याम च अविद्याम च यस्तद्वेदो भयं सह अविद्यया मृत्युं तीर्त्वा विद्यया अमृतमश्नुते. यू हैव टू अंडरस्टैंड वॉट इज विद्या वॉट इज अविद्या. इफ यू डोंट, इफ यू आर टू सिंपल टर्म्स, देन वी मे इजीली बी एनामर्ड कैप्चर्ड बाय माया एंड वी विल नॉट इवन रिकॉग्नाइज इट इज माया. सो the point is, that's why scripture, why is so much philosophy is discussed. We have intelligence, we have our body, we have our mind, we have to use that endeavor attracts the mercy, just like that sparrow and Garuda. The sparrow endeavored, we understand to the best of our ability and act, and if beyond us something is overwhelming, then Krishna will protect. So that amount of analysis must be done. We protect ourselves. We don't give unnecessary service to Krishna. But in spite of that, something happens. Just like one Babaji in Vrindavan, Barsana. It seems at that time he was told that there is a cheetah roaming around, a leopard. We are finding in Bombay nowadays. Your chief, yeah, that was roaming around. This person used to always sleep in outside. So he had a small stick. He used to keep a stick and sleep. So soon as Radhana Swami Maharaj was mentioning this, so I asked the Swami, he said, you think this stick will be enough to protect yourself from the leopard? He says, no, at least Radharani should know that I am trying to protect myself also. Then it's up to her. Should not be careless. And Krishna is protect, therefore. Fools dare where the angels fear to tread. So we have to take our precaution. Beyond that, Krishna will take care. That faith. Śrīla Prabhupāda ki jāya, Granthrāj śrīmad-bhāgavatam ki jāya, Thāi Gaur Prēmānandī.